This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Dramatic Podcasters. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 158.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya. Cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
Thank you for joining us. Pull up a chair.
You're welcome.
If you're on a chair, stand up and then sit back down again because... Are you sitting down?
Yes, we're sitting down.
Okay, good. Because this is episode 158. And you should sit down for this or walk around or maybe listen to it during a prayer meeting or maybe dance up and down. Dance, dance, dance. Yeah.
What's so special about 158?
I don't know. It just inspires dance.
He's just trying to hype.
We're almost to the iconic episode of 159.
That's not iconic.
Why is it iconic?
Because if you take 159 and put a little circle around them, then they look like an icon. Then it's iconic.
Okay.
I'm going to do the music for everybody.
Okay. We're going to jump. We're going to skip and jump and hopscotch and jump over grandma and all of that stuff on a sled. All the way straight to this.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our listeners. Thank you. Thank you. You, Mr. Random Citizen.
You.
We love you. And a kind of podcaster to listener anonymous sort of stay your distance by several states sort of way. And send us emails every now and then.
Purely platonic.
We got some stuff in from our listeners to share. One of these, and a couple of these are some pictures that
I started saying, oh boy! But then I was like, I don't want to sound like Pinocchio, so it just came out,
Screaming Jenny. A couple of these are some pictures that I'll have in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/159. But this came in from our friend Ellie Active, or actually British Ellie.
Your wifey. Your fictional wifey.
She's talking to me.
She said, found this on Tumblr.
I guess they can't hear that I'm talking to you. They can't hear my head turning.
Usually.
Sounds like
just
this.
Like in our intro. But I think everybody probably knows what that intro is. So they can assume all of our podcasters, which, by the way, good job, team, for doing that with me. We all turned our heads at the dramatic chipmunk.
We did. But since we all got that good chiropractor, nobody can hear our heads turn.
That's true.
It's one of those things that when you hear it, you just know what to do. Mm-hmm. It's like a friend of mine, or a fairly new friend of mine, and I were talking recently about how guys just connect on certain things. Like if a guy...
A new friend? Is that a baby?
No. Someone else that doesn't have a baby yet.
Oh, so not a new human.
Right.
Okay. New to you.
Right.
But probably used.
Right. Yes, slightly used. He was saying that guys have this sort of unspoken understanding of certain things, and that is that if you were to put your hands into a ball, like make a fist, and then with your teeth pull a pin out of it and throw it, guys instantly know what to do.
I know what to do. That does not make me a guy.
Dive for it?
Something. Dive for it. Dive away from it. Throw it back or just go...
Throw it back. Clearly, you've never dealt with a live grenade.
Well, you haven't seen MacGyver.
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, you didn't see the episode where he threw it back.
I might have.
And that was the name of the episode where he threw it back. Anyway, this came in from nice. Ellie Active. She said, found this on Tumblr. Apparently, this is somewhere in Britain, land of my hometown. Yay. And I thought you might find it amusing. It is a flowchart that explains whether you should get a haircut. This is a barber shop. And it says, should you get a haircut? Do you want to feel like you rule the world? Yes, no, or yes, but I'm afraid of power. Under yes, get a haircut. Under no, you clearly have never had a haircut from us. Then get a haircut. Under yes, but I'm afraid of power. Then it asks, are you a coward? I am not. Get a haircut. Or yes, I am a coward. And it says, our haircuts will turn you into a true warrior. And that is awesome. From actually British Ellie.
Get a haircut.
But it's a great flowchart. I mean, this is the kind of flowchart that actually works.
Yeah. We
and
should.
It's fun and witty and stuff.
Actually, let's get some help. We need at least one flowchart for should you listen to the ramen noodle. So if people would like to, you know, create those and send them in, we'd love to feature them on the show.
One of our genius listeners out there will probably send in something that's like, should you listen to the ramen noodle? Yes. And that will be it. Although I do have some flowcharts around here in
you
this house.
You do have some flowcharts.
Like the evolution of the geek and so you need a typeface. Typeface, yeah. So you want to watch YouTube.
Typeface.
But we'll you want to talk strangely into a microphone and record it?
Yes.
Report a podcast. Not funny anymore.
Report a podcast. Wait.
A podcast that you can take or you can do from the John.
No.
Report a podcast.
No.
We also got a message in from Joseph, and Joseph said, ah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ah, I was making sure I was getting each of his A's.
So thanks for writing in, Joseph.
I found your podcast online a few days ago, and I'm hooked. Here's a little fan propaganda for your site. Keep up the good work, and thanks for the laughs. So
The good work,
actually. He created this drawing for us of...
I love created drawings. I usually have to draw mine.
Uh-huh. Well, this drawing is, and will be in the show notes... at cleancomedypodcast.com.
Or maybe just a link that doesn't go anywhere. Oh my gosh.
150. That makes me want to say, ah!
That's what he was quoting.
Whoa, he's in the future.
It looks kind of like the Doc from Back to the Future.
I can't look away, but it's making me really scared.
Yeah.
He's got green hair that looks kind of like a hammerhead shark.
Like a clown. Or like a scary clown.
Clown shark!
You're gonna have to link to that video now in the show notes.
Don't watch it with your kids.
Don't watch
just because they'll be scared to death.
Has been created.
This weird guy has a noodle hanging out of his mouth.
And at first I thought it was his serpent-like tongue.
Listen to the rabbit noodle.
Eden's Peace in the chat room is asking if that's Sergeant Packet.
It could be.
It's much scarier than I ever imagined Sergeant Packet. I don't have to imagine because I've seen Sergeant Packet in person.
My doubts Sergeant Packet would get away with green hair. If you want to know who Sergeant Packet is, go back maybe 50 episodes or so. And this says, I want you to be your own kind of noodle.
So noodle. He can dot eat MX. You.
But this is great. I'm going to put this on the site somewhere more prominently. Thank you so much, Joseph, for doing this. And this is actually quite genius. It's quite creative. Looks great. Great typography, too.
Does it not make everyone in the chat room feel like typing? Ah!
They did? Some of them,
I missed it.
And this is what Jeremy will look like in 30 years.
Eating noodles and everything.
With the green hair sticking straight out from the side of his head.
It can't be me because that person doesn't have a spoon and I always eat spaghetti with a spoon.
Oh, is that the reason it can't be you?
Can't be me because there's no spoon.
Also, it's a man.
Yeah.
But with a hairstyle like this, these are kind of like wings. So he could jump off a building and fly.
I wish he would.
But the problem is, if he doesn't get the balance right, then he might just twirl all his way down. And then by the time he hits the ground,
all the ramen noodles will be twirled on the fork.
It'll drill a hole into the ground when he falls off the building.
Bad. People are starting to say he might be evil Flegon.
Could be.
Oh, it could be.
I can actually see that.
Yes.
That's creepy.
So check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/158 to see this picture.
If you dare.
Yeah.
If you dare.
Just be warned, you'll go, ah! Like all of us did.
How was that again?
So if you want to go, ah! Just look at the picture in the show notes.
Look at it.
Look at the picture.
So find that in the show notes. And comment there in the show notes, too, to let Joseph know what an amazing job he did.
Draw another picture. Create another drawing.
Please
don't make it so scary.
We also got this. I mean, our listeners are really intelligent people, and they send such amazing stuff. I mean, like, Joseph did this incredible work of art. Ellie has a British accent. That makes her smart. And then there are other people too, I'm sure, that are really smart. And here's a voicemail from not one of those people.
Wow.
What?
Hey, Dan, Jeremy, and Jeb.
Wow. They called you Dan, and my name is now Jan, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Dan, Jeremy, and Jeb.
I dare you to call me that for the rest of the episode.
Wait, let me get the inflection right. It's let's see, jabba.
Hey, Dan, Jeremy, and jabba.
Jabba.
They gotta start saying Jen and then stop and say ja.
It's good that we don't know who this person is, so we can't embarrass them by saying the name. It because probably this was supposed to be an abandoned and not recorded attempt.
I love it.
But it's recorded anyway.
Let's keep it forever.
Stop it. Stop that diabolical laughing.
But you can send us your funny stuff like this. Whoever that was. Yeah, whoever it was.
Whoever that was should call in and start again.
Yeah,
start again.
And so we can hear the whole message because I'm sure it was important.
I'm sure it was.
And hopefully intelligent, too. But you can send those messages or anything else to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 and leave a voicemail there. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message right from the website to us. And you can also leave a comment in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/158 to let us know what you thought of some of these things and respond to some of these people. Now, Jeremy has something for this. Noodles in the news. Cue the Jeremy.
Oh, I'm just having a dance party.
Cue.
I hope everybody else is too. Oh, you turned it off. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Here's the headline. Photo of frog at NASA's Lady Launch is real. And very lucky.
What? Lady Lunch?
Launch.
Launch.
Launch. Okay. Lady is all caps. L-A-D-E-E.
Launch? How do you launch a lady?
Well, yeah. There are many ways. Canon being among them. However, in this case, lady means lunar atmosphere and dust environment. Explorer.
Or it's the dog from Lady and the Tramp.
It is not that dog. No. A dog is not the animal involved in this.
It's going to go play with Pluto.
It is, in fact, a frog. perhaps we can show the picture featured in the article to those listening and watching live, and the picture will be in the show notes with a link to the article.
It's the next Queen of England, Lady Frog.
No. What you see is a rocket.
Is what you get.
With the orange glow and the smoke, much as most rocket launches look. Very, very clearly in the smoke that's billowing from this rocket, it's a frog in midair with its arms and legs splayed out.
Rub
it. It's an amazing photo.
Photo quite bomb. Amazing. Photo bombing frog.
But see, I look at this frog illuminated by the glow of the rocket.
Jump right now. They're taking a picture.
I imagine his voice sounding much like a frog we recently heard.
Oh.
A frog we recently heard episode
155. And wow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is a frog. Oh. And that's what I think this frog probably sounds like.
I'm going to be in space!
Oh wow.
The
article, I'm gonna listen to this episode tomorrow. And I'm gonna replay this part like 10 times.
There's no word yet on the frog's condition.
Oh.
The first frog in outer space. Space frog.
I don't know if he made it quite to outer space, which is why you might hear that scream kind of coming back down to Earth in the distance.
This frog was probably thinking, I was once a tadpole and I had dreams of flying, but then I turned into a frog. And then I was forced to hop along a road, dodging cars back and forth, and managed to survive. Now I'm going to space, because that's where frog belongs. To boldly go where no frog has ever gone before. To space!
I'm sure it was exactly like that. Unfortunately, poor frog, if you're still alive and you're listening, I think frogs have been in space before. They went in the experiment containers. How's that for a buzzkill? Your brethren have been experimented on in space.
It sounded a bit like Frogger.
Frogger.
Like running across roads and dodging cars.
Whoa. It was a niche.
Is that where you got your reference? Inspiration?
This could be the new internet trend. Like, we've had things like planking. And
I'll bet this frog did that
frog
first.
Photo bombers.
Yeah, you could take this two different directions. One is either try to always jump full spread of your arms and other appendages. Full spread in front of a rocket that's taking off as someone takes a picture of you. Or the idea could be to photobomb people with a flying frog. Hey.
Let's do both.
You listening right now? Do one of these. Do both of them.
I'm going to actually try and get in the blast from a rocket.
I got a better idea. Instead of tossing frogs into the picture, we could toss cats into the picture.
Ooh.
That would be a lot more entertaining. But then they couldn't make...
Hey, Jenny.
They couldn't make Dan... What?
Your husband's meowing.
Yeah.
Anything you can do about that?
Nope.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
Had to do it again. Well, we also received a submission for the whatever segment this is. This came in from Aaron J., who is a co-host with us for our upcoming Once Upon a Time in Wonderland podcast. Woo! See, if you don't know, the Ramen Noodle isn't the only podcast that we do. We also do podcasts about the TV shows Once Upon a Time, Under the Dome, and our upcoming podcast Under the Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I almost said Under the Wonderland.
Oh, gosh.
That's going to be when they have the crossover episode. It's going to be Once Upon a Under the Dome Wonderland. No,
if that crossover happens.
Lost.
That's exactly where I'll get.
But Aaron said this gives a whole new meaning to pink, fluffy unicorns. Jenny.
Is that cat wearing lipstick? It looks like maybe it's a wearing bit. Lipstick. I like the cat under it with the grabby hands.
Oh. So we'll have to have both of those in the show notes now.
Now we will.
And a cat photo has made it into the ramen noodle once again.
I think they're like, more deserving than I once thought.
Well, cats have now taken over the internet.
That's what the internet's for.
Instead of trying to make computer viruses for Windows, because people think that's how you can get the broadest reach out there, is attack the Windows computers, since those are so popular. And you'll get a lot of computers infected with viruses. But no, what you should actually do is attack the cats.
What?
And that would have far more damage, because there are far more cats on the internet than there are Windows computers. So you plant a Trojan horse in a cat. I know the song goes the other way around, but this way, you know, the horse eating the cat, the old woman who swallowed a fly and like ate a cat and then ate
I've
a
never
horse
made it beyond the woman swallowing like the fly.
Well, you should try it sometime. Page 2 is really exciting.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it, even though Reading Rainbow told me not to.
And you trust everything from Reading Rainbow?
No.
Just because Jordy LaForge is on Reading Rainbow doesn't mean you can trust everything in
Reading Rainbow.
LaForge, you were stuck on LaRainbow. But thank you for that, Aaron. We will have that picture also in the show notes, as well as these links and stuff that you can check out to laugh with us and comment and have all of the funds. Take the funds, take the lux, and everything. Hey, please leave us some reviews in iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. We haven't had any ratings and reviews in a little while, so we'd love some ratings, and especially the written reviews. Those encourage us, and it helps other people find the podcast. So please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/152, or no, not slash 152, slash I mean, you can go there and listen to episode 152, but
if you want,
go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes and leave us a written review. And 5 stars would be great, but do be honest, as long as honesty means 5 stars.
Doobie 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 doo.
And then we'll love you more if it's a 5-star
review. Wow. That's, I don't know. I don't have a word for that.
Generous. Viscosity.
Okay.
It's a viscosity.
The viscosity
episode. Hey, you know, speaking of screaming
viscosity
animals,
mm-hmm.
In the next episode, teaser, I'm going to share something with you.
Man, that will you haven't be shared of, anything.
Of like epic proportions, of like space odyssey proportions, of like major step in monkeys picking up bones and throwing them around proportions.
You mean?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You're going to let us try the scented markers?
What?
I finished those off. Sorry. You can have the scented glue, though.
Okay, thanks.
Just don't stick it in your nose like you did the last time. But I'll have that in the next episode. That's a teaser.
For the sound effect.
Needed one. Totally needed one.
Actually, you need to get the stereo effect, because you'd be putting in both nostrils, preferably.
You need 2 nozzles for nostrils. For
nostril nozzles?
Nostrils for nostrils. Sounds like a charity, but I don't know what they would do.
It would be for all the nozzle-less nostrils out there.
No doubt.
Do you know a nozzleless nostril. Have them contact the Nozzles for Nostrils campaign today.
Okay, so that happened.
Dramatic piano music.
Nope.
Here, that makes you cry. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Ramen Noodle. Please send us your funny stuff, funny feedback, funny stories, funny things that you find. And we're thinking of doing some pretty cool things coming up in the future. So stick around, stay subscribed. If you're not already subscribed to the podcast, please go to cleancomedypodcast.com and you can subscribe through a variety of methods there, as well as we're in all of the podcast directories pretty much out there. Please join us when we do the podcast live on Wednesday nights at 6 Eastern time. And I know daylight stupid time will be ending pretty soon. So just figure out what the time zone is. Whatever time zone you are relative to New York, there you shall be, and do the math there for
daylight savings time makes me want to scream like a frog.
So do that math. Figure out what time it is to you, but whatever New York time it is, that's what time zone we are in. And that's 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. And also our Once Upon a Time podcast is moving to 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings, as well as all the other typical times for that, if you want to check that out. And shout out to everyone who joined us for this show live. Maddie, Aaron J. Doxson, Firelight, Captain Etc., Phoenix 815, several anonymouses in there, Slash Racer 5, who's great with babies.
Whoa.
That's an old reference. And several others in there too. Thank you so much for joining us live. Join us at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. And send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click or tap on send a voice message and do that from your computer or iOS device. Get the show notes for this episode with the pictures, links, videos, all of that at cleancomedypodcast.com/158. And please follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter as Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you are not the only one. And thanks for listening. 'Cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along. The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Like, you can learn how to podcast, theorize over the TV shows Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and Under the Dome. Learn how to be productive in your personal and professional life. Learn critical thinking from movies. Build a Christian worldview. Get science fiction and philosophy. That's new. And more at noodle.mx.